This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, electronic, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, a Colombian legend survives marital strife and the post-pandemic blues and makes an album about it. One of the biggest salsa orchestras in history enlists the help of a symphony orchestra, and a singer-songwriter from Chile expands the limits of folktronica. Yes, it's a new music episode today of the Latin Alternative, and our good friend Juanes has returned to his musical roots, wouldn't you say, hermano Josh?
Yes, Ernesto. You know, it's funny. I was a real big fan of the very first Juanes album that I want to say came out circa 2000, I think.
Yes.
And he increasingly dropped the rock in favor of the pop. I've always thought of him as just a great pop rock artist. And I'm feeling the new record. It's a bit back more to his rock and roll roots. And it's nice to hear him playing some guitar. My favorite track on this album is Amores Prohibidos. And I know Ernesto will be hearing a track that you really enjoyed from the record as well.
Yes, I think it's a fantastic album. Maybe it's my favorite album by Juanes. He produced it with Sebastián Cris from Argentina, who's based in LA. And it has some great tracks. I also love Amores Prohibidos, so here it is with Juanes.
La cama rectangular y las prohibidas pasiones alimentan las canciones y nos ponen a sudar. Se echa tu cuerpo a volar, la luz no quiere hacer ruidos, y aunque estemos escondidos, y aunque nadie nos lo diga, habrá algún Dios que bendiga a los amores prohibidos. Y entre te quiero y te quiero, no veas una amenaza, habrá algún Dios que bendiga a los amores pasajeros. Yo quiero lo que tú quieres. La luz entra en línea recta a través de la ventana y mi cama en la mañana, una geometría perfecta. Qué locura predilecta entre tu piel y la almohada. Pasa la luz apagada, descalza sobre tu pelo. Habrá algún Dios que bendiga a los amores prohibidos. Y entre te quiero y te quiero, no veas. Amores pasajeros, yo quiero lo que tú quieres lo que yo quiero. Si algún día nos juntamos, si tú quieres algo más, disfrutemos y olvidemos lo que piensan los demás. Si algún día nos juntamos como el colibrí y la flor, aunque sea pasajero, disfrutemos nuestro amor. Habrá algún Dios que bendiga a los amores pasajeros. Yo quiero lo que tú quieres lo que yo quiero. Oh, si algún día nos juntamos, si tú quieres algo más, disfrutemos y olvidemos lo que piensan los demás. Si algún día nos juntamos con el colibrí y la flor, aunque sea pasajero, nuestro amor. Disfrutemos nuestro amor.
la tarde, calles en llamas, la paz se desangra, el miedo no se va, es mayo y la paz que he soñado va a sangrar. Qué pena me da, el mundo se abre, la tierra despierta, las piedras, las flores salen a marchar, es mayo y la luz ya no quiere alumbrar. Qué pena me da que el odio salga a hablar, que la sangre llegue al mar, que no consigamos amarnos más.
Ya no somos los de antes,
no. Con el sol, menos balas y más flores. Mayo está hasta la madre de control. Nada vale más que la vida de los hijos. Qué pena me da que el odio salga a hablar, que la sangre llegue al mar, que no consigamos amarnos más.
Ya no somos los de antes,
no.
This is the Latin Alternative, today an episode devoted to some extraordinary new music, and we just listened to two songs from Vida Cotidiana, the 10th studio album by Colombian singer-songwriter, an icon at this point, Juanes. Originally from Medellin, he was the guitarist in heavy metal band Ecchimosis, and then he moved to LA and everything changed, and he created, in a way, a very specific brand of Latin pop rock that's infused with a little bit of reggae and has electric guitars that he plays so well. Very hooky. It has, I think he has two sides, right? The pop side, like La Camisa Negra and mega hits like that, but then also a more introspective and deeper side. And that's the one that he explores, I think, to his utmost ability in the new album Vida Cotidiana. Mayo is the song that we just listened to. It's the opening cut, and it has a wonderful orchestral accompaniment that I loved. What do you think, Josh? Do you think that maybe Juanes is enjoying like a renaissance in his career?
Yeah, I think so, Ernesto. I think, you know, some ways, perhaps a victory lap. You know, I think he's got a long ways to go in terms of his career, and you know, but I think he's kind of enjoying and feeling comfortable in his own skin. And from Colombia, we're going to go to Portland, Oregon, by way of Mexico City, the artist Ilabamba. Ilabamba is back with a new album, and I've been really digging the song Collapse. Ilabamba, the alter ego of Luz Elena Mendoza Ramos. And glad she's back with some new music.
Keep trying. You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Money, money, money mambo, money, money. Money, money, money mambo, money, money.
Wow, well, here at the Latin Alternative, we are always paying attention to what's happening in the Afro-Caribbean spectrum, the spirit of salsa and merengue and bachata and timba, all those amazing genres that, of course, cross-pollinated and became something else in the present day. We just listened to Mani Mambo. This is a brand new single by Roberto Fonseca, the multi-instrumentalist, pianist, arranger, composer from Cuba, a veteran of Latin jazz and Afro-Cuban music. This is an interesting attempt, I would say, to merge his virtuoso tendencies with a more commercial side and some lyrics in English and some mambo soundscapes. And I think you liked it too, yes, hermano?
Yeah, Ernesto, I was really taken with this track. And it was fun to hear a song from Roberto in English. I hope it brings him a wider audience. And if you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify and Apple, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. Now we're going to check out a harder rocking band with discovering a little bit more of their alternative side. I'm talking about Mexico's The Warning, a group that sings in English, has opened for bands like Foo Fighters, and currently touring with the band Muse in the UK. Now, The Warning just joined us a few weeks ago here on the show. I caught them at a packed show at the Fillmore in San Francisco. There's a trio of sisters that are really on the rise. They started as a family band and got a massive online following, and it's just been really cool to find them, you know, just a highly accomplished rock band now in their own right. And I'm loving their latest single, More. You know, if you're a fan of maybe, you know, harder edged rock with a bit of groove, you know, bands like Royal Blood, this might be your cup of tea. Let's listen to The Warning and their latest single, More.
Keep me.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Mundo gira sem parar.
This is the Latin Alternative, and I always feel that an episode of the Latin Alternative is never complete without at least one gem from Brazil. Brazil is ever present in our show. And we just listened to Caro Pierotto, from Brazil, of course, but based in Los Angeles. She has a keen understanding of bossa nova and MPB, Música Popular Brasileira. Also, an amazing partnership with Greco Burato, the guitar player and composer. Definitely a power couple, these two, here in LA. And I understand that Caro Pierotto is working slowly but steadily on a new full-length studio album that I'm very much anticipating. This is the second single, and it was Espaço Nave by Caro Pierotto.
And now we're going to check out a very cool collaboration between two rising regional Mexican artists. Conexión Divina, our trio, who actually just recently played Coachella, and they collaborated with the Mexico-based group Los Aptos, who are rising stars in what they call the sad sierreño scene. Always happy to play a little bit more regional Mexican music on the Latin Alternative, especially at just a moment where just a few weeks ago, for the very first time ever, not one, but two regional Mexican songs entered the Billboard Top 10 Singles chart. So anyway, this is Conexión Divina and Los Aptos and the track Amores.
Y si te vas, llévame contigo una vida entera, yo seré tu abrigo.
Cuando tengas frío y cuando tengas miedo, estaré a tu lado y te lo prometo.
No quiero pensar que un día me faltarás. La vida se me vuelve oscura si no estás.
Quiero verte más de lo que imaginas. Es que me siento solo cuando tú no estás.
Y la verdad es que me gustas tanto y ni siquiera eso, es que estoy enamorada.
Te vivo queriendo, pensando.
Pero si tú no quieres, créeme que yo lo entiendo. No puedo obligarte a sentir lo que yo siento.
Solo dame un momento para darte un beso y llevarlo guardado muy dentro de mi pecho. Cuando no estás conmigo, el tiempo pasa lento. Tus minutos son horas y no te quiero lejos.
Eres tú para mí y tú me haces sonreír. Tratado como me tratas a mí.
Y me siento feliz cuando te hago reír. Tú mereces todo, quiero verte feliz.
Y la verdad es que me gustas tanto y ni siquiera eso, es que estoy enamorada.
Te vivo queriendo, te vivo pensando.
Pero si tú no quieres, créeme que a sentir lo que yo siento.
Solo dame un momento para darte un beso y llevarlo guardado muy dentro de mi pecho.
Thank you.
This is a Latin Alternative today, an episode devoted to some dazzling new music from all over the Americas, and that also includes Argentina. We just listened to the band Isla de Caras with their new single Insurgentes. This is one of my favorite artists from Argentina and from Latin America, I would say, hermano. They were formed in 2017. Isla de Caras is the brainchild of Lautaro Cura. If I'm not mistaken, it's currently a quintet. And we play, there was, you know, when you discover a band, when you discover an artist, and right away there's something in the melody, something in the arrangements, in the aesthetic, in the vibe that completely hooks you. And that's what's happened to me years ago when we first featured Isla de Caras in the Latin Alternative. And I'm so happy that they're still, you know, so creative. Insurgentes, this is probably going to go on my list of best singles of the year. Now, how about some Ritmo Machine?
Yes, Ernesto, you know me. I love my old school Latin grooves, and you can't ask for a better group than Ritmo Machine to deliver that in this day and age. Ritmo Machine, of course, is the duo of Eric Bobo, best known as the percussionist from the Beastie Boys and Cypress Hill. He's also the son, of course, of Latin jazz legend Willie Bobo. And Eric is partnered with the Chilean DJ Latin Beatman. And, you know, they create these kind of funky Latin grooves with hip hop. And in this case, some psychedelic elements as well, as the title track Psychedelic implies. Let's take a listen to Ritmo Machine and Psychedelic.
I'm Eric Bobo.
Hey, I'm DJ Beatman.
Together we are Ritmo Machine, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Money Mambo, money, money.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
¿De qué nos sirve amanecer con el miedo impregnándose en los huesos? ¿De qué nos sirve amanecer con el miedo impregnándose en los huesos? ¿De qué nos sirve? ¿De qué nos sirve? ¿De qué nos sirve amanecer? ¿De qué nos sirve? ¿De qué nos sirve? ¿De qué nos sirve amanecer?
Al despertar, cada vez que un día empieza, voy por la calle con ligereza y andar así
es buena idea. No seas capaz de ser lo que no quieres ser. Debes permanecer real y libre, libre.
Absorbe el tiempo lento, de adentro hacia afuera es distinto. Ciudades como laberintos,
solo en el olvido, por decirlo así. Por allí se comenta el harta difícil vivir.
Este no es tu tiempo, no es tu cita. Búsqueda en inversa de lo que no se necesita. De nada vale amanecer si no te quita esa máscara de tristeza que te mortifica.
Un gran abrazo fraterno a nuestras juventudes, maravilla, por ayudar a seguir despertándonos, forjando un mejor camino sin miedo y con mucho amor por esta tierra.
Juventudes, maravilla, tan lejanas las orillas, despertando, en canoa remando, desafiando la ola, sé que ya no estoy sola.
De amanecer con el miedo impregnándose en los huesos. ¿De qué nos sirve amanecer con el miedo impregnándose en los huesos? ¿De qué nos sirve? ¿De qué nos sirve? ¿De qué nos sirve amanecer? ¿De qué nos sirve? ¿De qué nos sirve? ¿De qué nos sirve?
Yo desde el páramo y tú en alta mar viajaré sin gravedad, atravesando el sistema solar. En cada planeta yo quiero aterrizar. Yo desde el páramo y tú en alta mar viajaremos sin gravedad, atravesando el sistema solar. En cada planeta yo quiero aterrizar.
Chequeando el área, gente fuerte frente a la nostalgia. Cambian por la duda que no cure el alma, pero la mente clara te aclara la calma para que puedas seguir, pero no vayas a huir. No solo vivir por vivir es vivir, no solo vivir por vivir es seguir.
Chequeando el área, mente fuerte frente a la nostalgia. Cambian por la duda que no cura el alma, pero la mente clara te aclara la calma para que puedas seguir, pero no vayas a huir. No solo vivir por vivir es vivir, no solo vivir por vivir es seguir.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music. This was an all-star extravaganza. Two of my favorite Colombian artists, in this case, the, I guess how you want to call them, alternative hip-hop group Sistema Solar, partnered with the, of course, classic alternative band Aterciopelados. That was En Los Huesos, or In the Bones.
And now, Armando, we're going to listen to a band that is a perfect fit for what we do here at the Latin Alternative. It's a band based out of the United States, but the principal singer and songwriter, Chris Bowers Castillo, is half Chilean. I'm talking about Quiltro and their spectacular new album, Underbelly. I believe this is their second full-length album, if I'm not mistaken. Now, Chris, I talked to him at length about this album. We discussed it song by song recently, and he has a very interesting story. He spent a few years in Valparaíso, I believe, in Chile. It's one of his favorite cities in the world. And he was actually got a job where he was disguised himself as Waldo, and he would guide walking tours throughout Valparaíso for kids and families. And so he got paid to basically walk and discover the characters of the city and hear their stories. And he came back to the United States, where I think his nostalgia for Chile infuses every single note he performs and composes. And that's the case with this album, Underbelly. There is a part in this album, it's quite a long album, and it's like folktronica. It has ambient things and some rock in it as well. Very, very textured. It was a pandemic album, so it was created and labored over every single minute, laboriously and obsessively, and it shows. Halfway through the album, there's a patch of like a couple of two or three songs that I think are some of the best I've heard in a long, long time. This is one of them. This is Softy by Quiltro.
I just don't know what you want from me.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música from Venezuela, now, of course, based in New York. We just heard a frequent friend and visitor of The Latin Alternative over the years, Cheo, longtime guitarist and composer for the Venezuelan funk band Los Amigos Invisibles. He just released a great solo album, Música para Verse Bien, or Music to Look Good. And I'm loving the track we just heard, Boogaloo del WhatsApp. Could be perhaps a boogaloo inspired by WhatsApp communications. I don't know. But love that. And in fact, I love the whole new album from Cheo. And if you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by simply searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or heading to thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, hermano, how about we end the day today with the majestic strains of some symphonic salsa?
I think that sounds lovely. Who perhaps is this from?
Well, we started the show in Colombia with Juanes. I'm going to end it in Colombia. You know that Colombia, for me, is one of my best countries in the world as far as music is concerned. And Grupo Niche, the legendary orchestra, Jairo Varela, its founder, is no longer with us. But Grupo Niche carries on, and recently they teamed up with a Colombian Symphony Orchestra for the epic production Niche Sinfónico. They revisited many, many hits, and it really works out well because of the arrangements. The arrangements are just inspired. So here they are, Grupo Niche with Ana Mile from Colombia. Thank you for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.